While we wait for everybody upstairs, let's learn a Rabbi Akiva Eiger that I would have skipped on Sif Yud Zayin. Actually, we learned the beginning of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but the last piece of it is very interesting and especially fascinating because it's sort of a Lamed Shishayla. So it's the long Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Sif Yud Zayin on page Chavav in your copies, which is Simur Reish Chav Ches, if you're Zion. So the beginning of it we discussed, but I didn't get to the case. Aaron, I have to ask you to collect all the times we find a raya not like Rav Shimon's Chiddush, that Mekanal Abala Mafreya, where it is Mekanal Abala Mafreya. Because every once in a while we come to something, it seems Rabbi Kivag and Shlomo Eger didn't hold of it, that we had a few times. But you'll see in this case, is Rabbi Kivag on Sif Yud Zayin? Yeah. Again, let's just review, because it's been 2 weeks. We had here the rule that would not matter a neder until it's chal. Which means, two things. Either someone says, tonight in his neder, he says, if I come late to minyan, I won't eat any cake for 2 weeks. So if somebody makes such a neder,
right away and let him eat cake.
The halacha is you can't be matan neder until you come late to minyan, because kol zman you didn't come late to minyan, the neder wasn't chal. That's the kuli alma. That's a case where it's going to be chal on a tanai. If something happens, it'll be chal. So that's for sure the machaber ematirin et shiyachim. The machlaikis, the Rambam and the Ran, machlaikis rishayim, is where it depends on time. When someone says, I'm not going to eat any cake in the month of Elul. But it's not Elul yet, it's still Av. So there we had a machlaikis rishayim. If that's called ematirin aneder et shiyachim, and we said that we're machmir. Like the Mechaber said, Ketzad Nishvashalecha Basa Lamed Yaim Rishchay Deshir, says not going to eat any meat the month of Iyar, and in the Shat Shich Deshir. So we're not matineder until the Zman comes, and that's the way we're naik. Will matter only when it's chal. Once it's chal, you can be matter. What? First case, when it's bitznai, everyone agrees you cannot be matter. In other words, it says, if I come late to minyan, then I won't eat ice cream. So, until he comes late to minyan, he can't be matter, because it wasn't chal. That kuli alma is maida. The case that's vachek rishayim is where he's toilet bizman. He's toilet the amount of time. So the chokh mesodim loshim was since the shavadarais, we're machmir. And this machlaikis, and we're not matir in there until the Zman arrives. Yeah, charata or Pesach, right, same thing. Whether it's charata or Pesach, either way, you're not matir in there at Shiach. So that's not a Torah's name, that's Mesiris Meidah. When Mesir Meidah in the future, that's always before it's Chal, and believe that, hopefully you're going to spend some time on explaining Mesiris Meidah. What I wanted to see is the Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the bottom. The beginning of it I spoke out last time. The end, which is in Tshuva Saran, I didn't get to. So let me start reading from the beginning. Achi yikane siyer v'im yachal ha'ater b'in ha'shmoshes shal knis ha'siyer k'yim imat ha'neder b'in ha'shmoshes yesh lo'im ha'detalia im savderaisim v'natar l'chumra ha'vachal ha'neder. If you hold b'in ha'shmoshes just savderaisim is minatayra l'chumra, then the neder is chal minatayra. Kiv the minatayra osa lechol bein hashmashis. Avo, l'asoy misav derais minatayra l'kula, behold, that's the Rambam Shita. Asav derais minatayra is l'kula, then loy mikri chal ha-neder. Kach yishol me b'divir Aram b'tshuva ayin sham. Okay, that we spoke out. What?
What
do you mean, asking what he meant? He knows what he meant?
Someone
makes it, he's not going to eat an ER. He's not thinking about the exact minute that it's going to be. Okay. So that part I had mentioned, which is Yeshlum, Divaram, Betshuva, Simin, Donaisham. Now, the second thing I also mentioned, any misupik in matirin kaked eidibo kaidem chalois haneder ayin lekamon. Whether you matter take a eidibo, a bit of a funny hechetim. So I mentioned the shaila why take a eidibo kedibur dami. If take a eidibo kedibur dami is because the Rashbam says it's efshet to talk two things at once. So someone wants to say. If someone wants to make a neder, I'm not going to eat cake for Chodesh Iyar. So when he says, I'm not going to eat cake, you say, he's not going to eat cake, it's also forever? No, you give him Tekad Ediba to say the neder. But here, it's Tekad Ediba before the Chaloisa neder, that logic wouldn't apply. Right? He was saying Chodesh Iyar, could you do a Tekad Ediba within Chodesh Iyar?
You can stretch it out, but it can't start it early.
It has to be based on logic, it's not Xeris HaKos. I want to get to Yeshua's Medivre Chuvah Saran. I wanted to learn this Chuvah Saran. Ayin Sham. The Koshalei Eich Mishkaichas HaTorah. There he has a case that a woman asserted Bahana whatever this man will give up a Kiddushin. But she didn't want to marry the guy. So she made a neder, whatever you give me for Kiddushin, I'm not is also be also Bahana to me. Now she changes her mind. She wants to accept Kiddushin. So how can he be matter this neder? It's not also, this is a tanai. If you give it to me as kedushin, it should be also to me bahana. So here, you're caught in a catch 22. You can't be matter it till he gives it to her. But if he gives it to her before you matter, then there's no kedushin. So Rabbi Kivega says, or it brings the ran, kosha ech mishkacha satara, hokal kama doloi kitsha lechala neder. Before he's Makadisha, then there's Nachal. And yet, he brings him a car that we are Matir. There is a way that is a heter. Rega echad kaidim shekabel. That's what it says. In other words, that Taras the Dharmach Yachal Aneder includes Taikad Ediba, or Miyad kaidim chalois haneder. Right, so we mata her neder, and now she'll be makabel the kedushin. She's not married before, but she could be mata the neder right before. That's what Ram says. Rabbi Kivega says, "Mechal machim yesh litchais." Listen to this. Kima shenadra, kol kesher she nosla b'teres kedushin. She made a neder on any money that's given to her as kedushin. Yesh leim choshen nosla b'teres kedushin. Afim loy nitfas na kedushin asur bana. So let the man give her, let's say, the ring or the money for kedushin. The kedushin is nachal because also bahana, but it was given to her. In Kenya Shleimer, the mekatsha bekesef. Tell the man give her a ring for kedushin. Adayim lecholo a kedushin. It's nachal. Kibush the kesef also lo. Achakach matir na neder. Then once she got this ring for kedushin, she goes. She's matir neder. Because then the Issa was Chal, Kibisha Nosla B'Teres Kedushin, since he gave it to B'Teres Kedushin. And afterwards, now that she was Matin in Neder, and Chocham is like the Neder Lamafreya, now she's Mekadeshus Behemis.
She
A man has a ring. She said, if you give me that ring, it should be also bana to me. Okay? Now, I don't know why he wants to marry her anyway, but afterwards he decided he wants to marry her. So she decided she wants. So, Rabbi Kivega, I have a pashteitza. Give him the ring. It'll be chal the iser. Once it's chal the iser, be matin neder. Once you're matin neder, so it's like the neder lemafreya. And now the kedushin is a good kedushin. What? Give her a second ring. That's a second. That's a good eitzah. Why did he give her a second ring? Give the first one schala here. But that's not the case. Eitzahs I have. Dude, we tried to bring out a case where we're going to do it. You're right. It's a mishnah. I'm a kaddish b'surei and a shtar b'surei and a schal. But the mishnah is going to get a b'surei and a schal. But same to make a dish. But the But this eitz of Rabbi Kivega, the way I understand it, is not like the Rabbi Shimon. Am I right? What's Rabbi Kivega saying? He gave a kedushin 9 in the morning. See, she got the ring, it's asabana. She goes, runs to Bezin at 10, and Bezin is Mata Neder. So when you're Mata Neder at 10, it's Oikah the Neder Lemafreya, and now the Kedushin Achal, when? At 10? It was Mekadosh at 10. It's Kasher at 9. Chayri means that Kedushin Achal at 9, which means that I think that the Neder is Nekar Lemafreya. That the neger is neder. It sounds like it's not like the Reb Shimon's side. That's what it seems to be.
Okay.
Yeah, the witnesses don't have to be bekeim and hilchos nedarim. They have to report what they saw. Bezin will decide if it's chal or not. Okay. Anyway, so I learned this. You know, sometimes you have blank paper. It says shaloi lohitzi ani yar cholok. They put in the tshuva. So we're waiting for the people davening upstairs. Shaloi lohitzi azman cholok. It's a geshmaker of Kiveg. I wanted now to do sifyut ches and yutes, which and chof hopefully, but sifyut ches and yutes are the gemar of sifyut zayin. These three sifim are one rule that we're not matir and neder until the neder is chal. The neder has to be chal in order to be matir and neder, which in truth leads to many confusing situations, very confusing situations. If a man makes a shvua to give meiser, he's going to give meiser from now on, he's very inspired, he's going to give a tenth of his money, he makes a shvua, he's going to give a tenth of his money, or a chaymish of his money to meiser. But right now he doesn't have any money. He didn't earn anything yet. So he makes a shvua, whatever yours he's going to give. Is that chal? Can you be mad at such a neder? Is that called the neder is chal? Because he made the neder, the shvua rather. He made the shvua. Or it's not chal until he gets money. You can't give ma'aser until you get some money. Is that called it's chal or it's not chal? I'm not sure.
But
That's chal. Yeah. The shvua is chal. As far as I know, Yaakov wasn't matan neder. The question is, could you be matan neder? Yaakov had no money. So he said, kol shatitin li yaseh esren aloch. Now, if he wants to be matan neder, does he have to wait till he earns money to be matan neder? Or could it be matan neder right away?
The neder is chal now. The neder is chal right away. If I had money, it would be chal. It's not, it's
a
return that I don't have money.
So he says, if I wake up late for davening, I'm not going to eat ice cream. Or he says, if you give me a ring of Kedushin, I'm not going to have enough of the kefal. The davening is better because he wants to get off a tie for that. There's a Truman, the Avnei Nezer, he says, he has the case of Meiser, and he says that it's called Chal right away, like you say. But, you know, the Neder is Chal. The question is, when you pledge money, you want to be Matan Neder. That's a Shail. Shail is that Torah Sedarim.
You make
the
Neder when you don't have money. You get the money, then.
Sifyut ches.
Avnei
Nezer brings a raya that the chi of Meiser is Chal right away. He brings a raya, technical raya. That's the derech of the Avnei Nezer. He brings a raya from a chazal, and that's his. Okay, Sifyut ches, the tshuvas haRamban, really a continuation of Sifyut Zayin. Misha nishba oynodar. Shemlo yefrenu chamav kaidem haPesach, shelo yechag atzeres biir. Now you have to have the story straight. You know, it's a real story. It happened. The Ramban was asked the tshuva. So here you had a case. A man, his father-in-law promised him a nadin. He promised him money, and as sometimes happens, he didn't pay. Rav Palm once said, somebody came to him with a taina. His father-in-law promised him a lot of money, and he didn't give him any money. So Pam told him, why are you upset? If he wouldn't be machshev you, is one thing. He promised you the money. Obviously, he's machshev you. He doesn't have the money. What do you want from him? But at least he's machshev you. He thinks you're worth, you know, like the 8-cow wife, right? You're worth 8 cows. You're worth, you know, like the machshev. But here, the son-in-law got upset. He made a neder, or shvua, that if you don't give me the money by Pesach, before Pesach, then Shavuos, I'm not going to be in town. Which, to some father-in-laws, is an incentive not to give the money. But apparently here the father wanted them in town. So he said, if you don't give me the money by Pesach, Shavuos, I'm not going to be here. So the question is, when is the Neder Chal? Pesach or Shavuos? What does that mean? He swore, if you don't give me the money, I won't be in town. I won't, I'm not going to be in town Shavuos. The Tanai Hef was Mekuyim Pesach. The Zman Hef, there's nothing you could do. It's the week after Shavuos. It's not Chal till later. This is the case of the Machlekes Rambam and the Ran, where you make a Shavua that's not going to be Chal till a later time. I'm not going to meet in the month of Iyar. I'm not going to be in town the Chag of Shavuos. So, Shenishba Einoda, Shemlo Yefenu Chom of Kaidim HaPesach, Shemlo Yechag HaTzeres Be'ir. V'giya Pesach V'loi Paray. What do you know? Pesach came, he didn't get paid. Now, Nischare, now it's after Pesach, and he has Charata. He wants to be Matan Neder. He says he made the Neder in anger, and he has Charata Me'ekar. Ein Matirun Lai Nidrai Ado HaTzeres. So he has to wait. We paskin that you have to wait till the time comes.
But he has to be
we're not until I said good. V'nira li, says the Ramban, the Mechaber brings. Shetoyv shiatiru lei pamayim. Achas achar Pesach, v'achas achar Atzeres. One after Pesach, obviously not before Pesach. And one, when he says achar Atzeres, he means after Shavuos begins, that's when you're going to be Matan Neder. Now here we got to scratch our heads. What's going on? Why can't you just be Matan Neder after by Shavuos? Why do you have to be Matan Neder achar Pesach? So what does it help? So what does it help? The first Torah works, it doesn't work. Oh, you can't be there beginning of Atzeres. So what's going on with this Ramban? What? If he's not going to be there, there's no point. Obviously, the Ramban holds he could be there and be Matan Neder at the beginning of the Chayav Atzeres. Which I guess, if it's Eichel Mefreya, would work. So let's see Taz Chav Ches. There are two Hezberim. The Tazis Hezber brings the Levush after, but the Ikar is the Tazis Hezber. Let's see the Tazis Hezber. Chaf, hey, I'm sorry. Taz Chaf Hey. Nirali Shetayf. Tamoy Mavur Bebeis Yosef. The Ramban's reason is explained in the Beis Yosef. Now listen carefully. Kiman di'ika isura behi shaita. Shinnich tischadza chagat seres. Since there's a iser at the moment Pesach ends. Behi shaita.
At the beginning of Atzeres.
No, he means this. You'll see in a minute. Kivan di kisur behi shaita. After Pesach pit is an iser. Behi shaita she nichnas chad haatzeres. All right, we can read it. Then the iser chad the moment haatzeres starts. You're right. There's an iser the moment Shavuos starts. Therefore, lo yamtin ad haatzeres. You can't wait till Shavuos. Kivan di ika manda amar desvirale. Since I told you some machlekes the Rambam and the Ran, the Madyama holds on a neder that's totally in zman. The shita that holds its chal holds that the shvuah is chal right after Pesach. Aval bishloi higia atzeres adayin. Kivan shavada yavoi gleil karan. Since the Ran holds that it's chal the neder, al ketoyv sheyatir achar Pesach. Now, therefore, it should be matir achar Pesach. V'loy dafka miyad achar Pesach doesn't be the day after Pesach. Fulam yam shekaidim knisus yam shekaidim atzeres. Rak yizor shalayas isim knisus yam atzeres. So to be out to the Ran that you could be matir neder, you have to be matir neder before Shavuos, between Pesach and Shavuos. Ulefi sheish gam kebad do amar dainu aramba. The Rambam sheet is you can't be Matan Neder until Shavuos arrives. He's learning that according to the Rambam, there's no Isser to wait. The Taz will explain this soon. There's no Isser to wait for Shavuos to start, because that's the way you have to be Matan Neder. The first moment to Shavuos be Matan Neder. But according to the Rambam, you can't wait for the first moment. So this Taz is a raya. We don't paskin l'chumra like the Rambam. Only like the Machach Masalim said, we paskin like the Rambam because it's a shal of a derais. But where it's a chumra the other way, saying like the Rambam that it's chal forces you to be matan neda before Shavuos begins. You can't wait till the beginning of Shavuos. Like the Rambam, we'll see, you could wait for the first minute of Shavuos, but not according to the Ran. So therefore, you have to be matan neda two times. He says it loved Afka. He says it could be right after Pesach, it could be before Shavuos. He just, you might make a mistake from the lashon of the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch. Achara Pesach means biyad achara Pesach. He says you don't have to do it biyad achara Pesach. That's what he said.
Then,
yeah.
Why, if you hold Eichel on a prayer, then why not just do it like the Rambam and do it on Shavuot?
All right. So he explains.
Or is it better not to be Eichel on a prayer? Is there something wrong with is the Shabbat Easter in Eichel on a prayer?
Okay, that's totally in the Reb Shimon. There's a Shemitz system. Now he brings the Lavush. I'm going to read the Lavush. I really wanted first to get to the end. In the end, he says that, we spoke last time that if somebody makes a neder, he's not going to be in town for Shabbos. So the Ran said he could be matter an hour before Shabbos because he's saying I'll leave town an hour before Shabbos. So even though the Isser is chal on Shabbos, he says I'm not going to be here Shabbos. You can't travel on Shabbos. So obviously you mean that an hour before Shabbos I'm going to leave. So the Ran said you could be matter an hour before Shabbos. So he says therefore you should be matter the hour before Tzeres. You shouldn't do right after Pesach. That's what he says at the end of the Taz. Why isn't it practical?
Because he's coming from out of town.
No, he's in town and he would have to leave. He's in town. He would have to leave. So Mimela,
it doesn't work. Where's he
going to
go?
It's going to work. It's going to work. Yeah, we always find answers for him. He has to shalom before you. They tell him it's going to work.
Okay.
What? Because that's according to the Ran. The Ramban says you have to wait till the Tzeres starts. So to be Yaitza both, you have to do both. The Ramban says you have to wait till the Tzeres begins. Tzeres is the same as Shabbos. Whatever you can do on Shabbos, you can do on Tzeres. That's Machalik is the Ran and the Ramban. That's what he says at the end. I just wanted to point out the Lavush. This Lavush has ramifications elsewhere. The case of the Machaber. So we explained he's got to be matan neda two times, and okay, the Lavush Kosav, the Lavush says Tam Shitzarch Lahatar Achar Pesach, Lefishi Eshloimar Shema Miyad Achar Pesach Chayiv Lotzeis Minayir, Ba'ofin Shaliyeh Batzeres Beir. What he's saying is, if you make a neder, you're not supposed to wait till the end. You really have an obligation right away to leave town. Now you gave yourself time; you don't have to leave town. But the right thing is to leave town. And he says, Veloidok. So I want to explain to you where this comes up. This is really a broad discussion. There's a Shas Sugya, which you've bumped into probably in Bava Kama, of Tfilasi Bipshia Vesaifa Bainis. You know, there's a Machlaikis Rishayim, Machlaikis in the Gemara, Machlaikis Rishayim. In a case where somebody is Tfilasi Bipshia Vesaifa Bainis, meaning, the Gemara's example, if someone puts a goat on his roof, he lets the goat roam around his roof, and right next to the roof is a patch of growing vegetables. Neighbor on the goat. Yeah, okay. So the Gemara says he's a pesheya because the goat is going to jump down and eat the fruit. So he's a pesheya. But at the end, the goat didn't jump down. At the end, the goat fell down. The goat turned over in his sleep and he fell down. So the owner was an einus. The goat fell down, that was an einus. So the Gemara has a shailav tchilasi bipshia v'saif yabainus of yachayiv. You're pesheya, you shouldn't have put it there. At the end, you were an einus. Well, let's say you give me a laptop to watch. I go to my house, I park my car, I put it down on the sidewalk, I lock my car, I go to my house, I leave it on the sidewalk. Pesheya. And then an earthquake comes and swallows up the laptop. So there, tchilasi bipshia, I was pesheya, leave it in the street, someone's going to steal it. I was seifa ba'inis, an earthquake swallowed it up. So it's a machlaikis in Shas, if tchilasi seifa ba'inis was chayiv. So machlaikis had a paskin. and we paskin. And this shaila is in all four arba chalkei Shulchan Aruch. It's everywhere. It's a chayshim mishpat, as I just mentioned to you. It's in Evan Ezer, the sugya of ksuvis daf beis on the days. We have a man gives a get, and he says, "I'm not coming. It's chav. I don't come for 30 days." He waits for the 30th day. The 30th day, he said, "Oh, the bridge collapsed or the ferry sunk." He says, "Chazuda asai, chazuda asai." So tchilas b'shi, 29 days he could have come, and the last minute he doesn't come. That's also the tchilas b'shi of avayinus. You have it in Arachayim by davening, by teshlumin for davening. If somebody a pesheya, somebody's a pesheya and doesn't daven, doesn't have teshlumin. If someone is tchilasei b'pshia b'seifa b'ainus, let's say pshia is, pshia is he has to go to the 140 minyan, but he's sitting in shul and the davening mincha, yeah, I'll daven later. So he doesn't daven with the minyan that's in the l'chatchila d'kas man for whatever reason. And then seifa b'ainus, he gets a hatzala call, he's a doctor, he gets called in an emergency, he's an ainus. But he's tchilasei b'pshia b'seifa b'ainus. So these are all cases of tchilas b'shia v'seif v'ayinus. So we paskin generally, tchilas b'shia v'ayinus is an ayinus. It could daven tashlumen. The shaila is in Yeridaya, in Hilchas Nedarim. Later, and I think it's Reish Lamed Beis, maybe, there's a case, listen to the case. A man says, if I don't do A, then I aser whatever. I'm not going to eat any basar. Says if I don't, I don't want to make it into a dvar mitzvah. But he says if I don't come to visit you, so I'm not going to eat any meat. If I don't come visit you within 30 days, I'm not going to eat any meat. So the same thing. 29 days he could go visit. He doesn't visit. He waits till the last minute, and the last minute he's an ayinus. The bridge fell down. So in Shulchan Aruch it says two shitas. It says the Sefer Aguda Asers and the Ran Mukiyai Sefer Abati. The Shulchan Aruch brings two shitas without a hachra. So there in Hilchas Nedarim he brings Isrim by Tchilas Yosef Yabaynus. So the Magen Avraham in Kuf Ches by Tashlumin, Yimatmiya. He says, what's going on? Why in Hilchas Nedarim he brings two shitas, and in Hilchas Tefillah he just brings a mekilim? Akadekach, the Chassam is machmir against the Machaber. It's hard to understand. The Chassam in the Tshuva says that we're machmir like the Sefer Aguda. Chlaz Yosef Ba'inis is chayiv, and therefore if you chlaz Yosef Shia, you shouldn't daven tashlumen. He makes a nishvizendik that's not like the Machaber. So the question is that everyone struggles with. He's forgetting about 100 cases, just these two cases. By Nedarim, Tchilasei B'Pshia V'Seifa Ba'ainis, we say that Yesh Machmirin, Uchayshish V'na Machmirin, that you're a Pesheya. And in the case of Davening, we're just straight Makel, that you're an Ainis. Why is it that way? So on that, the Achrayim say, like this Lavush, they say there's a big difference. By davening, you're not mechuyev to daven with the early minyan. A person's allowed l'chatchila to daven with the minyan bizman. And he's not talking that there's kind of a hurricane forecasted for the afternoon. We're talking a regular day. You're not obligated to daven with the earliest minyan. You're allowed to daven. So even though he was a pesheya on missing davening, but he doesn't have an achrayis. He doesn't have achrayis to dafka do it earlier. The same thing by gittin. He said, if I come in 30 days, it won't be again. He's not mechuyev to come early. Not mechuyev to come at all. He can let it be again. Not mechuyev to come. Since he's not mechuyev to come, so Tzlash Yisrael of Aynis has a din of an Aynis. Masha'en came in the case of the Darim. The Shita Zaguda is, if you make a neder, you're supposed to make sure right away that you're not over the neder. You're mechuyev to take care of it immediately. Now, taking care of it could be you made a neder to visit the person. And if not, the Yisur will be chal. So you should go visit him right away. Or it could be being matted there if you plan to be matted there. Yet the darim is such an achrayus that you have to take care of it immediately. That's the sheet of the aguda. That's what the levush says. Levush says achar pesach is mamish. The Taz brings the levush. He says achar pesach is mamish because the darim, because of the chaymer of the darim, a person has to be misalik the darim for on himself as soon as he can.
So
that's the head.
It's
a pshia. It's a real pshia, as opposed to not davening, which is a pshia in daven, but it's not a pshia, a real pshia, so to speak.
In this sense. This
is the teretz that the some sefer and others say the teretz. I'm telling you, have another teretz. So I'm telling you this teretz because of this levush.
That's the sheet of levush. The nine is at the end. But we said the get is chal. Don't come out
the get is chal. The Atul Shai in the Gemara. We say that Afkin Rabban LeKedusha Minei. We say really the get should not be chal. But because it's going to lead to Tirchis, so Afkin, that's one of the four cases in Shas of Afkin Rabban LeKedusha Minei. And give them the Gemara's tool of shyness.
Really, really, it should have been a noise, but we're pulling it away. So
right. Okay, Sifyut Tes. Mishanishba Ainoa the Lassis Dava Plaiti Tarshana, may atakolava shvua vichai lahatulamiyad. If a person makes a nedar, we do this within a year, so that's chal right away. And Mamela, you can be matin nedar immediately. You shouldn't think that it's not chal till the last minute. You're not over the shvua till the end of the year, but otherwise you are. Yudzai Yuches Yutes is one sugya, a matiuna nedar atchiyachu. Sivchav. Look at the size of Sivchaf. That will scare you out. In the regular Shulchan Aruch, it's three sides. Mamish, three full sides. Which means that it's a very easy thing. There's a lot of explanation, and it'll be easy. This is another sugya. It's about this. Okay. Could be. It's chal right away. Okay. I have no problem with it. I don't want to leave myself too little time to Sivchaf. The story of Sivchaf is like this. The story of Sivchaf is Neider al das Chaveray. Someone who makes a neder al das someone else. The Gemara on setting Samachay Amar Aleph in the Darim brings the sugya, and it brings a psak from Nebuchadnezzar. He's the Baal Memra. Machloek is Nebuchadnezzar and the Sanhedrin. Gemara actually brings two maisim, one from Chumash and one from Nevi'im. What's Neider al das Chavei, right? The Gemara's first example is Moshe Rabbeinu. He made a neder that to Yisrael that he's going to stay in Minyan. He's not going to go back to Mitzrayim. So he made a shvua to him that I'm not going to go back. So the Gemara says that he had to be matin neder. You have to go to Yisrael. You can't be matin neder not in front of Yisrael. You have to be matin neder how he was matin neder Zebeshayim. But the Gemara says that he was matin neder since he made the shvua al das Yisrael. He made it because Yisrael demanded it. He said, you want to marry my daughter, you got to swear to stay in Midian. So he swore to stay in Midian. So even though Rabban Shalom told him to go back, he understood that he has to be matin. He can't be matin until he goes back to Yisrael. As I state in the Gemara. Can be matted there until Hanishba das Chaveiroi, you have to do it al das
Chaveiroi.
So the Rama talks about if Chaveiroi met. We'll get to that. It depends. The second Gemara's case is the case with Sitkia. Sitkia saw Nebuchadnezzar eating a Neves Chaya, doing something disgusting. So Nebuchadnezzar made him swear that he's not going to tell anyone. He won't tell anybody. So he did. He told people. So Nebuchadnezzar called him in. He says, what's going on? You swore. So he said, they did it. The Sanhedrin was matir. They were matir by neder. So he called in the Sanhedrin. Oh, matir is neder? And he said, yeah. So he said, how can you be matir neder? He's nishbal das chaveiroi. The pharaoh Sivchaf that you can't be matir. Nishbal das chaveiroi, you can't be matir. And Lamaisa, they had not a good end from it. Nebuchadnezzar took care of them. So we have these two stories. And we'll see the Gra Tzechensu by Yosef and Yaakov, whether that's also Neidar Adas Chaveirai. He swore to bury Yaakov in Mitzrayim, they attack and died. But that's also called Neidar Adas Chaveirai. So we have the Gemara. The Gemara says Neidar Adas Chaveirai. You can't be matter it without the Chaver. Now, why is there such a long sif? Because the basic din, everybody agrees. Neidar Chaveirai, you can't be matter without him. But there are a couple of issues. One machlokes rishayim is, what does it mean das chaveirai? Does it mean his permission or his knowledge? Or he has to know about it? Now Yeshkayach, Rav Zelpi knows about it. Because the Yerushalmi says a reason, das chaveirai is mnei chashad. Because you made a neder al daitai and you're going to go be over, he's going to say, how? Look at this guy, he's over on the dark. Is it mnei chashad? Then it's enough to be matin neder al daitai with his knowledge. But it's not logical. Logical is you need his haskama. Svara is, and we see we pass in that way, that you need him to agree. You don't need just he should know. Right. But you need his haskama. He gave you his daughter under tonight, you made a nether. You go be matin nether. What kind of business is that? So that's one. There's a second machlokes rishayim. What's doidal das chaveirai? Is it like Yisrael, he did me a favor? Since he did me a favor, I swore. So now it's like you're talking that I should be mat and neder without him. He did something for me in exchange for the neder, so it's logical that I can't be mat and neder without his agreement. Plus, he didn't do me any favors. He didn't do me anything. He just begged me to swear to something. Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov didn't say, if you bury me in Mitzrayim, if you bury me in Canaan, then I'll do this. No such thing. Yaakov just said, Yosef, swear. So he agreed, he swore. Is that called Neidar Adas Chaveirai? He didn't do you a favor for it. He didn't, so to speak, pay you for it. You just did it al daitai. So these are the two issues that are machlokes rishayim. And let's go through the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll talk about the rather interesting application of this. The most prominent, the most common application of Neidar Adas Chaveirai is a do not compete clause in a contract, which often has a din shvua, as we're going to see. The question is whether somebody can be matter such a neder. If someone gives you a job on the condition that you don't break away and compete, whether the question is whether that clause is binding when it's beloshin osir. Osir is a loshin neder, as we're going to see. Whether that's fine. So the Shach talks about it, and the Chuvas, Igrismaish, among others. So we'll get to that exact case. That's, I just want to give you a frame of reference of a common example of Neidar Adas Chaveirai. Let's learn, we have to start with Aleph Beis. Let's learn much of Sivchav. We'll learn the first half. There are two halves to Sivchav. One is L'chatchila, one is B'di'evet, if it's Mutter. So we'll learn the L'chatchila. Nodar Adas Chaveirai. What's the machaber? You have to be moidia him. You have to let him know that you're being mataneder. Rama, v'yeshoymrim afilo hidiyoi, ematir elam idaitai, uritzainai. He's got to be maskim. V'cheiniker. The Rama says, it's not enough to let him know, you have to get his permission. A very big difference. If I have a do not complete compete clause, I just have to let him know. I'll let him know. Big deal. He'll be angry. Yeah. But if I have to get his askama, that's much harder. Now the important is shach lamites. He says nira shekem dasa mechaber debinan sheidu v'yaskim beretzayna v'daik. It's a chiddush in the shach. He learns into the mechaber that the mechaber is maskim. In other words, it's not a machlokes. That even though the Rama says Yeshayimrim, but he's saying the Mechaber would be maskim that you need his haskama. So the first machlokes we have, this way we pass. V'davka shenadar al daitai b'shul shum tai v'shasalai. This is the second machlokes I touch. So the Mechaber, davka, if he swears because of a taiva he did to him, b'shvil hashvua, davka, where he swears because he did him a taiva, because of the Shavua. Kamay Moshe Shana Da'al Das Yisrael Mishra Selei Bitai. Like like in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Swal Das Yisrael, in exchange for giving him his daughter. Zok the Gra Lamites, Dim Loikein, Harbehit of Yaakov Yosef. Because Yosef, we know, could have been Mataneder. He told Paro, you want to be Mataneder, I'll be Mataneder what I promised my father. Now, Yaakov did many tovas to Yosef. But the neder was not an exchange for a tova. So the Gra, so Yaakov and Yosef could have been Mataneder. Even though it was a Das Chaveroi, it was not an exchange for something. So that's why Yaakov could be Mataneder by Yosef. But Moshe was an exchange for getting his daughter as a Shidduch. There it doesn't work. You turn the page. And there the Shavua was Taka for the benefit of Yisrael. The Ramah means to exclude if the Shavua is an exchange for something that's not the Te'elas of the other person. That's not. We'll talk maybe about cases like that. Avol. If someone voluntarily swears to someone, someone makes a shidduch, and after the shidduch it's all done, he goes over to father-in-law and he promises to be nice to his wife. So that's not a, you have to be not to das chaveiroi. Be nice to your wife is a bad example. But he promises he's going to live in the same town as the shver. After the shidduch is done, he could be Mataneder without Das Chaveiroi, because he didn't get something in exchange for it. I told you, Rushalmi says, Nechashad. So you have to let him know. You don't need his Haskama. So that he shouldn't be Chayshidim. So now we have two dinim. If you swear out Das Chaveiroi and get a favor back, you need his Haskama. If you swear out Das Chaveiroi, no, not in exchange for any favor, you have to let him know that you are Mataneder, but you don't need to get his permission. If he already died, then there's no chashad. What about the first case? So the Ramah will get to it later. One more din. What? If he died, there's no chashad. He won't be chashad you. In other words, we're talking now in the case where first the shidduch happened. Then he promised him to live in the town. And he died, so then you can be Mataneder. This is Rabbi Bidiyevin. And Bidiyevin, so he brings Havi Atara, Vushi Afarit, Haneder, V'yeda Achochem Shela Te'elas Chaveiroi Nasa. This is the case of Sitkiyo, where if you told them, and they were Mataneder, Bidiyevin Itzchal, Umiyu Abezi Shadiska Kokach Roy Liyasroi, Uloi Chichai, they should be punished, like the Bezin of the Sanhedrin of Sitkiyo. And Taisus asks, how is the Bezdin Mataneder for Tzidkiyo? So Taisus answers that they saw it affected his ability to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. He was so distraught, he couldn't learn, he couldn't daven. So that's what Taisus says. Taisus is Mokroch, that without it, it would not work.
He had a tenai with somebody else.
It's a tzarech mitzvah. So they said tzarech mitzvah. This we can argue about the svaras. Can be brought later. Hashem told him to go. It's interesting. So it seems that we understand that Hashem told him to go. He meant go according to the din. Just like when he told Shmuel to go, he says, "How can I go?" Misham Shmuel varagoni. Hashem said, "Go anyway." He'll go anyway, but calls a man that. All right. Yisrael did a favor in giving his daughter to Moshe.
He said, why'd you let that guy go? Bring him back.
Moshe Rabbeinu was a frumi. There was no one else going to marry him. You know, like, he wore a black hat all the time. Okay. All right. Now, this is, like I said, the Lechatchila. And the halacha, even though like it's a long thing, it's really a davar pashut that nishba das chaveiroi. Yesterday in shul, I mentioned about the selling of the bechaira. That the Rishonim ask how it's chal the chalois of selling the bechayra to kinyan devarim. So I mentioned the tshuva of the Netziv. Netziv says that if you sell something, it's a kinyan devarim. You didn't sell mamoshes. Question is how it's chal. Kinyan devarim is not chal. So I mentioned the Netziv says that a kinyan devarim really is chal. Just you're allowed to back out. What's a kinyan devarim? Kinyan devarim is I do a kinyan to you to do something. If I do a kinyan to give you an object, that's a kinyan. It's chal. If I do a kinyan to rent you an apartment, it's chal. If I do a kinyan, one example is I'm going to give you sandikos. I say, I want you to be sandik. So you say, let's do a kinyan. We do a kinyan sudr to give you a sandikos. I could back out. Because there's kinyan devarim ba'alma. There's no chalois. There's not chal on anything. Kinyan devarim is not chal. Same with the bechayra. I give you the bechayra. There's no object of bechayra. Kinyan devarim is not chal. So it's chal. You're supposed to keep your word. Just you have a right to back out. That's pshat in the Gemara. So that's why he made Esav swear. Esav swore that he's not going to back out. So once you swear you're not going to back out, so the Kiyan Devarim remains, and it remains a Kiyan Devarim. That's his explanation of the pasuk. So someone asked me, he'll be Matan Eder. Esav could go be Matan Eder. I told him, that's Nishba Das Chavera. That's a perfect example. He wanted the beans, so it was Nishba in order to get the beans. So even though the Seder pasuk, he swore for, yeah, he did swear first, I think. So he swore, and so that's Nishba Das Chaveira. It's a perfect example of this. Now, the case of a do not compete clause is in Shach Mem. I believe it's Shach Mem. So you have to turn back a page. Okay, it's the third line. Kosev Beis Yosef, the fourth line. Kosev Beis Yosef, Shema Rashbats. Poyel Yochalaza Tosmanoi. First he talks about the poyel quitting. Afal pi shekibul chayim v'nidoi. Lasis malacha kol zmanahu. Yochal lishal al kabalosoi. He could be matted neder. This is that he won't quit. Shaloi baratzen aval abayis. Even if he does so, that tars the darim without his haskama. Dohad demaydir anom mechaveir mekim relayel b'fanav. Vishemenu tam henu dafka shenish b'machas toy b'shalseimai. Now here it gets tricky. The only time is if you swear because you got a toyva from him. Okay, akat. So here, what toyva did he get? I'm working for you. You're paying me salary. It's equal. So you could be matted at it. Ve'ein devarim nechayim. So zok the shach, zok the Beis Yosef on the Rashbats. Again, the Rashbats said you could be matted at it. Beis Yosef, ein devarim nechayim. Filu beinu tam, payel loysel leitayva balabayish, loysel leimalacha, shiviyah panasasai. Giving someone a job is a taiva. So in exchange for the job, you swore that you're not going to quit. I say, Zok Tashach, that the Tashbats is right. That it's not a taiva. Because he'll do work for him. The taiva is in exchange. You give me money and I'm going to work for you. But he didn't get anything more because he swore. The wages are the same. He didn't get something more. And we need that the Shua should be Machmas HaTayva, and therefore he says that you like the Tashbats that you could be Matanada. Okay. Be a B'tshuvas Ramal Shaker Mashik Hagam the Mikri Tayva. Shekosa Abishi Yischa Bayis the Chaver Lizman Nishva Sheyetzelu Tazmarei Mikri Tayva. He says, like you're saying, that the Maram al-Shakra is much like the Beis Yosef, that giving him the ability to have the whatever it is also a taiva. So Mimela, he blives in the Tzarechian, and Lamaisa, he doesn't say to be matir. So, Yisrael said, "I'm not going. You can't marry my daughter unless you swear." So say for the shvua, he got the wife. He once he gets the wife. You sound right. It sounds correct. Okay. So this is what he says. So Ramayshin is tshuva, which is the chelik beis tshuva tzadik ches. He has a shaila about a shaychit. Shaychit, I think, in South Africa, who was hired in Johannesburg and had to sign a... it's interesting. It says he flew from Ireland, or took, I don't know if he flew or took the boat, but he traveled to South Africa. From Ireland to South Africa is mamish, from one end of the world to the other. And then he got there, they told him, yeah, you can't be sheikh unless you sign. You got to sign that you're not going to start your own shechita. He said you won't compete with that. You won't sign, that's good. You won't sign unless... So he signed. He wasn't happy about it, but he signed. And then, years later, he went to a nearby town and he started a shechita in a nearby town. And they said, what do you mean? You said that you're not going to do it. So Ramesh's tshuva covers a number of topics. First, and this I want to come back to at a later time, the language wasn't a language of swearing. It said the word osir. There's Makama self that's osir for him to compete. So Ramesh writes that osir is a lashon shvua. He writes without any sveikus that osir is the lashon shvua. It's very negar to a lot of things that take place. He says, "Ma shaloi neimer b'ksav lashon shvua ella b'iser gamor beforish b'shuas tavchav b'iser daitzia b'lashon shvua hu shvua v'ipsikem b'rambam shvus peribez l'chazayin." And even though the Rambam says to be chayim malchus you need the lashon shvua, but he's meida that the etzem shvua it's a kinoi which is chal. So lashon osir is a lashon shvua. That's Ramesh's first nakuda, that it is a lashon shvua. And then the sheikh etayin is that it was under duress. So Ramesh writes all nishbal das chavera is under duress. Under duress is if he takes away something of yours and makes you swear. That's called shvuas einsin. Someone comes to you and he steals something of yours. He says, "I'll only give it to you back if you swear." So that shvua has no taikif. That's shvuas, the arba shvuas that have no taikif. A shvuas einsin, someone's mad at you, it's not a shvua. But it's not a shvuas einsin. Here they're saying they'll give you a job, which they're not obligated to do, and that's
lived,
not.
If he lived, there's one thing, he traveled. The fact that he traveled from
America. I hear the taina, but Tafel Pikain, Ramosha says that. Then they tainid that they're Svardim. They want to go to Mechaber. I'll just notify them. I don't need the Haskama. I'll just notify them. So Ramosha says the Shach and the Taz also say the Mechaber is Maidat and Ramah. At the end of the Tshuva, Rav Moshe is not mad here. He says that it's the neder is adas chaveri. It's a shul adas chaveri. He's not mad to the sheikhit. He talks the sheikhit. I'm in a different town. It's not Johannesburg. So Rav Moshe writes, yeah, you're in a town where there are no Jews. There's just a lot of behemoths. The shechti there to ship to Johannesburg. That's not called a different town. You know, if you go to a different town that has its own shechita, that would be a different town, but not in your case. So at the end of the tshuva, Ramesh holds that as a taikif of a shvua, you can't even be mataneder. Like me, but you have to keep it. But you can't even be mataneder unless you get their haskam. At the end of the tshuva, he says they should make some type of pshara between them. I don't see in this case what kind of pshara you can make. But so this is the case of nishbal das chaveray. This is the example. And if we have 2 minutes to pischei tshuva, yud has an interesting case. There's a period at the end of the line, the sixth, fifth or sixth line, and then it starts Kosav Shom. You hear this case? Kosav Shom benidin Rav Echad. This is a Rav. Asher Pitu v'yichul loy anshi ir achas. They talked him into it. They pressured him. Asher toka kapay le'echad mehem b'mayim in a Rav and l'haskar atzmai lahem l'Rav u'mayra. He agreed to be a Rav in the town with a handshake and shvuah. Miyad achazed nischarit. He said, "Wow, these guys put a lot of pressure on you, you know." And right away, yad charata. But biyaseh bivadal leshem anshe riv umatza. that people who fight all the time, so Shaila is whether it can be matter such a neder. So here he made a neder that he's going to come out Rav. And Verich Bey, the Mitam Litzarech Mitzvah, Kosher Lismachahati. We didn't get to that part of the Ramo, we'll get to it next week. It says by they will matter Tzitkiyo, because he couldn't do Mitzvah, Tzarech Mitzvah. Hard to be Semech on that. Vigam Mitam Mois Va'amasla Shiska Ramah, Kosher Lahati. Right? It's a Geshmaka reason in the Ramah. When someone swore to marry someone, and then it's more so like, the person says that he's a disgusting person. So we'll get to the case. Let me just finish. Because there is different. Shama, Tam, Kimidiki Surali Nasi, Mishum B'nai Snua. You're not supposed to marry someone that's disgusting to you. It's no issue for him to go be a Rav. A Taina is Mia's Taina. Mishkan Ein Kana Maslam is a Pekas. Not even a good excuse. The Maisa Kala Bavadi Yadu and Bavalei. Some of you should have realized when you swore and you can't be matir. Ah, totally different reason. The right place was Sfirulei, the boy Shasalai Taiva. Because Tashbat's the Payal Achsalazabai. The Tashbat said that a Payal could be Chazabai. He's saying the following. The Taz said if someone hires you and you swear you won't quit, so there's the shach brings a machlokes. Once you got the job, you got a taiva. So now is that called a taiva? You can say no. I got job. I got paid. Everything's equal. But that's only when you started working. Here there was a handshake. He didn't start working yet. So he wasn't makabel the taiva. So some sefer saimach, when you were not makabel the taiva, you did adas chaverai. What's it in? You have to be maidia him. Okay, those are the two dinim. If you got a taiva in exchange, you have to have his permission. If you didn't get a type in exchange, you just have to be my dear him, and that's enough. And that's some safe as heaven. Okay, so Ad Kam will finish Sifchas Mitzvah Hashem next week.